I'll be covering some principles of faith tonight. I mean, sometimes we need a good refresher course in our lives. Sunday night was off the hook. 15 people responded to get their life back right with the Lord. I had 4 people come up to me as they left, had instant healings in their body. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. And thank all of you for participating. In fact, even Lynn's grandmother came. How old is she? 86? 87. She came to service. And I was amazed on how many extended family came out. You know, this one invited their family. They weren't feeling well. I mean, was the Lord still at work? We need to continue to pray for that seed that's sown, that it's just the beginning of what God wants to do. How many believe that? Now, how many believe that the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up? I'm deeming November Thanksgiving month, not just a day, but the whole month for Thanksgiving. That each one of us have something to offer him. Like I mentioned before, if you have something you're thankful for, I have 2 slots in each service time to fill up for the next month here. Put your name down there. I'll call you up and you can say what you're thankful for. In Psalm 141 verse 2, it says, let my prayer be set before you as what? You say incense? I mean, his prayer can be lifted up. When my mother was departing from this planet, she was in a bed in the hospital. One of the things she shared is that she recognized that heaven was becoming more open for her. Her ears became more in tune to what was going on there. And as she was laying there, some of you I shared this with, she heard beautiful music like you'd never heard before. Amen. And one thing she said is that it's like the prayers ascended. And she said, it's like it's caught up in heaven, she said. It's like an incense right before the throne. And he says, like, you could see, like, the intercession was rising up. And I thought that was such a cool example. Amen? Yeah. Then when I read Psalm 141, verse 2, let my prayers be like what? Now, I'm not one to burn incense in the house, but I've seen it done. I mean, it kind of like it moves around and it has an odor and a smell, true? Yeah. And that little bitty stick all of a sudden will change the whole environment of the home or building or wherever you're at. And when my mom had this, just her ears were open, and I wish I could have heard, but she says, don't you hear that? I go, Mom, I don't hear it, but tell me what you hear. All the most beautiful music. Amen. And then she began to share, oh, I see my father is there. Her father passed on years ago. How many knows they're there? They're going to be there to greet me as I come. I mean, that's so awesome. You're never left alone, amen? I just shut my eyes in the hospital room, and I just listen. I go, tell me what you see. Because I can imagine it. Amen? And when she said that the prayers went up like incense, I'm like, that's so cool. She also said this, worship that's truly by the heart from the Spirit also ascends right to the very throne. And here's what she shared. She shared is that worship goes up, even the angelic host can participate in what's being done. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of us that heaven and earth come together in those things? We're never alone in any of this. Amen. When it comes to the first principle of walking with him, we need to have praise and thanksgiving like incense. Let's lift it up to him. We lift up our hands at the evening sacrifice, it says in verse 2. We need to have that area when we come in. Listen to me, we need to set that tone. We need to have that environment where, like, man, it's offering up God. It's something, a sweet-smelling savor. And we can carry that into work. I said we can carry that into work. We can carry that into school. We can carry that into home. We can carry that into our neighborhoods. Because praise is something that has to go on outside the building. Amen. How many of us, we need to be worship people. Yes. When we're intimate with the Lord, how many of us, that's where multiplication can happen. If you're taking notes, in Psalm 100, verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Yes. We need to have that area that I enter in, that I go deeper in those arenas. Well, I mean, God is good.
Amen.
Well, for my mother, she shared that on an evening night. I went home and she passed away later on that early morning. She passed away about an hour before I got there. And I remember they were unhooking all the machines, and I asked all of them, would you just mind if I just have a moment with my mother? And they were so respectful at the office. Every one of them just put everything down and slowly walked out. Amen? Amen. And I reflected back instantly just the night before and said, you know what? She departed in peace. She's in glory and splendor. Amen? Her labors are over now. Lord, thank you that heaven is open. What I appreciate about the Lord is that he knows the time and the seasons. See, now's the time to worship him. Now's the time to get to know him. Now's the time to offer. Where many are offering up trash, we need to offer up incense to him. Worship to him. Because he receives those things. When you become a worshiper, intimacy immediately sets in. If you're taking notes. In Revelation 8, verse 3 through 3 and 4 says this, then another angel came with a golden censer. He stood afar off from the altar. He was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints. And that smoke arose with the prayers of the saints from the angel's hand. Listen, we need to offer that up. It's like a sweet-smelling savor before the Lord. Doesn't he deserve it? Doesn't he deserve our best in this area? This coming up in November is a thankful month. You're going to hear me say that more than once. We need to be thankful for him. We need to offer up for him. Has God done something for you in this room? What has he done for you? How has he helped you? Let that be known. It's like too many times it's like it's held back or it's too late. And let me say this to you. When it comes to people, make sure you thank them while they're alive. Because you can go to a million funerals. Wouldn't you rather thank them before they passed on? Yes or no? Amen. Now, we know that happens to individuals. We all get older. But listen, we need to be thankful while they're alive. Say amen. Amen. Second principle, we need to confirm God's will. In Ephesians 5, verse 17, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. We need to start understanding more today than ever. Listen, many people are saying, well, if it's the will of God, I'll do this. The will of God, I'll do this. It's simple what the will of God is. I'll tell it to you right now. The will of God is you abstain from fornication and all appearance of evil. Amen. The will of God is you give thanks in all things for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. The will of God is all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Within that area is life, is peace, is joy, is sanctification, is a move of God. Many times we try to make the will of God so difficult. Listen, if you're in Christ, you're in the will of God. Amen. Now you make decisions based in that arena. Say amen. Amen. Listen, God will not ask you to sin. That's not in the will. Amen. If you're in those two decisions, go, no, God doesn't have the gray areas. Next thing is, he's not going to cause you to be tempted to fail. Amen. Even Satan said, listen, I know the scripture. You can jump off this building and the angels will give charge concerning you lest you dash your foot. And he says, Satan, get behind me. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. God never asked Jesus to jump off the building. Amen. He didn't ask him to run in traffic or jump out of an airplane without a chute. Say amen. I mean, sometimes we get the will of God. Well, if it's the will of God, listen, you can know the will of the Lord. The rest is asking for wisdom concerning in that will. When the devil tries to make Jesus something he's not, that's not who he is. Amen. Amen? It's amazing how Jesus gets such a bad rap. He's a good God. Amen. If you ever have a thought contrary to that, cast that thought out. Yeah. If anyone speaks that, like, no, God doesn't care. No, that's not the truth. Cast that out. Yeah. You ever notice he always paints those pictures? And sometimes in our mind, we can build those strongholds and even follow that way. Say amen. Amen. Listen, third principle is this. Identify the needs specifically. When you see a need that comes up, identify it. In Mark chapter 10, verse 51 and 52, Jesus is going to meet blind Bartimaeus. And Jesus answered, said, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said, Rabboni, I want to see. How many of those Jesus asked him? Now, it's pretty obvious. He could tell that he was blind. But when we get with Jesus, we got to be specific. What do you want me to do for you? Lord, get me a hamburger. Amen. Say amen. Amen. You got Jesus' attention. Ask what you need. Sometimes we skirt around it. No, ask what you need. Jesus knew he was blind. But a key principle in receiving is like, be specific about it.
Amen.
Say amen. How many of us God can do it? Can God do it? Then we pray specifically for this. It's okay to add a few things on there. Lord, this is what I need. Say amen. I remember one time my wife and I, we were praying for a vehicle. And we were saving up and da-da-da-da. And we needed a pickup truck at that time. We were building a home. And we needed a truck. And my wife and I began to sit down. What do we need in it? We're not real elaborate in things. But this is what we like to have. Lord, we like to have this, this, and this, and this. And you know the Lord fulfilled that every bit?
Amen.
Right down to the T. Can God do that?
Yes.
Now, I know it's just a vehicle. I know it passes away. But he knows what you need according to his riches and glory. Say amen.
Amen.
How many times have you walked into a store and found what you needed? You've done this and you found what you needed. That person said, hey, I got one of those. Because if you're praying for it, how many of those the Lord has an opportunity to work in that situation? He loves to lavish his children with good things. But I don't want it to be just a shotgun prayer. Lord, just work this out. No, be specific about it. And you know, when you make it specific, that means you put a little more thought into it. Amen? My wife and I, we needed a tub one time, a bathtub. Some of you I shared. We walked into the store. It was marked down to $10. The 10 buck tub, we call it. $10 for a tub. How many think that's a pretty good deal? Well, I looked at it and go, well, what's wrong with it? Well, this other lady was interested in it. My wife just stood inside the tub. I never forget her standing there going, it's mine. And when I rounded the corner with the, like those big, those flat carts, I just, so funny. I go, what are you doing standing? She goes, you know what? It's mine. Too many people are looking at it. It's my 10 buck tub. Amen. I'm like, okay, amen. We'll take that. So I looked at it. I go, why is it so cheap? I really did. Like, is there a crack in it? Or something wrong with it? Well, right on the very corner, they have this little lip that comes up on the sides. Tile comes down to it. Had a scratch on the upper lip. I'm thinking, that's all. Tile's going to cover that anyway. Say amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it for 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Loaded that puppy up and where it went. We were looking for some drywall. We were finishing it upstairs. We had a certain budget. And we're like, Lord, we need some drywall. God prosper. We walked into another store. $1 a sheet. Say amen. How many of us will load that up? Can God do that?
Yes.
I know it's temporal things, but you're praying specifically. How much more the spiritual aspect? Let me ask you, what are you praying for? Honestly, what do you believe in God for? Call that out. If it's salvation for your family, call that out. Salvation for others, call that out. Miracles, call that out. Be specific in those things. It's like, Lord, bless the service. Amen. Wow, okay. How many of the Lord said, okay, yeah. What do you want to see done? Amen. Jesus learned this from his Father. He says, I only speak what he speaks. I only do what he does. Well, the Father was looking at people. I want to touch him, son. Father, what do you want to do with this 5,000? I want to feed him. Can God still feed 5,000 today with the lunch? Say amen. I mean, sometimes we trust more in our riches than we do with the King. What if we had to feed 5,000 after service? And I asked congregation, does anybody have a lunch? And somebody said, you know what? I got a piece of bologna. I got a Reese's Pieces. I got a few pieces of bread. I got this. And what if we said, you know what? Let's bring that to the altar and pray and God will multiply it. That's in essence the miracle. If you think about it, he had a few loaves and a few fishes and over 5,000 to feed.
Amen.
And yet God multiplied it. And every time they distributed, there was more there. That's a great miracle. That's an impossible thing done.
Yeah.
But God's always looking, what is the seed in the midst of that? I'll bless what you have.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus looked at him. He didn't want to send him away because he knew they'd faint in the journey. Make him sit down. Organize them in companies of 50s and 100s. And then give them what you got. Now, how many think after the miracle was over, like, dude, there was only a few loaves and fishes and all those people got fed? How many think that would be something to remember?
Oh, yeah.
We also need to show people there's something to remember too. God did that. Only God could have came through there. Only God could have pulled that off. Sometimes people say, well, that's just coincidence. Not when it comes to my God.
No.
Not when it comes to my God.
Amen.
Say amen. Does he know you? Does he care for you?
Yes.
Yes or no? I give a testimony for tithing. We have tithed forever, my wife and I. I just saved $2,000 on my pickup truck by giving to the Lord.
Amen.
I had $2,200 worth of work done for $200.
Great. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many will take that?
Yeah.
Anybody here? This is real stuff to me.
Amen.
I'm like, cool. I'll take that any day of the week.
Yeah.
Glory to God. What about somebody else? What are you doing to bless that area? You'll reap what you sow.
Amen.
Are you with me? How does that work for anyone? Too often people give up before they start to reap back what they've sown. They're like, well, I tried that and it didn't work. You don't try it. It's a process. You continue to be faithful. You continue to be faithful. And then what happens is that, how many have ever been on the water before? What happens when the wind blows?
Yes,
waves come in, don't they?
Amen.
Yes or no?
Yes.
How many knows that they come in? How would you like to have it on every wave there's a blessing coming?
Yes.
If you sow long enough upon every wave, it begins to come in. But notice that you've sowed over the years, and the Lord will bring it back.
Right.
Amen? That's a process. It's always seed, time, then harvest. We like the harvest. We like the reaping part. Well, where's the other process? Well, no, if you're witnessing, you're sharing, you're bringing the word, sooner or later it'll come back. And believe me, it'll come back in your family. When I witness to people, somebody always witnesses to my family.
Amen.
Amen. I saw my dad on Monday. We visited him. And he's doing quite well. He's doing better than I shouldn't say that. He's doing awesome in a new facility.
Amen.
But on the way out, my wife and I looked in this window and they had this room and there's some Sisters of the Word. It's on this little marquee sign, Sisters of the Word. What is Sisters of the Word? So we peeked in the window. There's about 8 ladies having a Bible study in there.
I'm
like, all right, next time I go in there, Dad, you need to hook up with Sisters of the Word. One room down, can't miss it, amen? I'm going to be on him. You need to hook up with Sisters of the Word.
Amen.
All right?
That's awesome.
He's already told me he's taking their pennies and playing cards, so. How many knows he needs to hear some word?
Amen.
He's softening up. There's been some tremendous changes in my dad. Lord, just surrender, Jesus. Hallelujah. Like many of you, God has spared his life many times over. It's because of the prayers of the people. God isn't willing that any should perish. Neither should we. We need to have that time where we're interceding. I want it to step it up, us praying for one another and people we know. Can we do that? If you've ever been a recipient of prayer, maybe you've been on the prayer list because you needed it. How many knows that's so vital and so caring and so like humbling too?
Yeah.
Everyone needs that touch, believe me. We have bodies that need a touch.
Amen.
Anybody with me?
Amen,
when it comes to the next principle, we need to meditate more on Scripture. My mind needs to change. I said my mind needs to change. There are over 7,487 promises in the Bible. I wonder how many I can identify. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
What if I just learned them alone?
Yeah.
Is every promise yes and amen?
Yes.
Has Jesus withheld anything from any one of us? Then we have to have a quest to learn the word. And it will not be in a moment. It'll be a lifetime. But you can start to digest it. You can go over in those things. Amen? Can we move on here? I got a lot to cover. Next principle I'm going to cover is we need to pray with an expected heart and faith. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. But when you pray, have an expected heart. It's like, Lord, I believe. Lord, you're going to do it. You're going to come through. I don't know how you're going to do it. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. My wife shared with you. I know this is a simple thing. She's been praying, Lord, work this out with her grandfather. I mean, that's a simple thing to God. But for us, it's huge. He's still alive. Touch him and save him.
Amen.
I think he's 92 now, isn't he? Lord, work in him.
Amen.
How many have family that are aged in here? Lord, touch our families. Lord, it's not hard for you to do that. But when I pray, I need to expect. An expected heart. You're believing, you're trusting your Father. Like a little child has heard the promise and say, you know what? I believe it. You're going to do it. It's done. The problem with today's world is that we make promises and we break them. So it's kind of hard to trust in a God who you don't see. But we have to get back to that childlike faith. Father, you said it, I believe it, it's done.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
And sometimes the promise comes and it's like, it has a little delay to it, but not because God doesn't care. Abraham was how old before he had a child?
100.
He was 99. And she was how old? She was 90. That's a long time to get the fulfillment that through you, you're going to get a child.
Yeah.
But I love it about God is this. It's no human effort on your part. This child had to come forth supernatural.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So let's empty of all flesh and self so you can see the promise come pass.
Yeah.
So you can't glory that you did that. Come on, there's a good word there.
Amen.
And here's the next thing. Sarah should have kept her mouth shut. Take Hagar and have a child through her.
Yeah.
Everybody say amen.
Yeah.
How many knows he went, oh, that's a good idea. I can do that. Come on. And I asked my wife, honey, could you do that? She says, no way. There's no way that's happening. But sometimes we feel like we can help God along.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Maybe God thinks this. When you put a maybe God does this, you're stepping out of what you're believing in.
Amen.
That's what Satan said to Eve. God's holding out on you. Because he knows if you eat of this, you're going to be like him, knowing good and evil.
Yeah.
And then when she saw that it was good to eat, she partook. It became that curiosity part. It became like, yeah, you know what, that is true. And she violated that trust and partook.
Right.
Let's not add that in the equation. If God promised you something, you know what? He'll bring it to pass.
He will.
I said, he'll bring it to pass.
Amen.
And I found out that he is faithful. There are some prayers that you prayed already years ago. Revisit some of them.
Amen.
I said, revisit some of them.
Yeah.
I found an old prayer list of some young people that I haven't seen in 30 years. It was stuck in this old book folder I had. I pulled it out and I began to look at some. Oh, I remember that. I remember them. I'm going to have a point. I'm going to pray for everyone that's on that list because I don't see them anymore. But somewhere they're around on a planet.
Yeah.
Chances are they have kids that are that old now. Lord, touch in the name of Jesus. Are you with me?
Amen.
You know what? How many still have your old yearbook when you were in school? Why don't you pull that puppy out and pray for all those people again?
Amen.
Now, some of you, they may have passed on because some of you are of great age in here. I'm just kidding. But how about pray for them? You may be the person to pray for them. Yes or no? I remember one time I was in a service. I was at this church. And this lady come up to me. She was, early 40s. And she goes, I remember you. And I looked at her and I go, man, I know who you are. Tell me your name again. I went to school with this lady. And I'm like, I go, tell me about your life. She goes, you know what? Years ago, I was living for myself, and I got my life right with Jesus. And I was so happy with that.
Amen.
And I'm not giving credit to self here. Hear me out. I remember taking my yearbook and praying for all the students in my graduating class.
Amen.
How many think God will take your prayers?
Yeah.
I can't say it because of me, she got saved, but I know I prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I look, you know what? How many more can God do that with?
Right.
Listen, how many more are on the verge of getting their life right? We need to step through that area.
Yeah.
Stop looking at the flesh and their countenance and start speaking the word over them. What did it take for you to get saved? How many were hard-headed in here? How many were stubborn in here? How did God ever get to you? How? Somebody prayed for you. Somebody worked in your life. And look at you now, all beautiful in here. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Next principle I want to cover here is present your need, your case clearly and specifically before God. In Isaiah 41 verse 21, present your case, says the Lord. Bring forth with strong reason, says the King of Jacob. Listen, when you bring your case, bring it specifically. Bring it out there. Sometimes like in like a court of law, they'll state the case. Here's the case, God. Sometimes you need to bring it to the Lord like that. State your case. State what you need. God, I need you to meet the needs here. God, I need this here. Lord, I need your help here. Lord, I need. How many of you are bringing that through? There's purpose in your prayers, but state that out. I'm telling you, this works. Make it clear and precise. Notice when Jesus asked many times in Scripture, what do you want me to do for you? How many of those that's stating your case? Even Bartimaeus, Lord, I want to see.
Amen.
Could you imagine him asking for something else?
No.
How many times have we forfeited an answer by being indifferent?
Yeah.
I don't want to be that way. I want to state the case. Here's what I need. Maybe you were caring for somebody else. God, I want you to touch them. Amen. Here's the need, Lord God. In Isaiah 43, verse 26, put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case so you may be acquitted.
Yeah.
How about this, Lord? Forgive me of all my sins. I have sinned and transgressed against you.
Amen.
How many of us he can do just that?
Yeah.
Which of the two went away justified? Father, I thank you. I'm not like all of them. I fast and pray 3-4 times a week. I read my Bible. I give alms to the poor. I am all that, Lord Jesus. Or, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Amen.
Which of the two went away justified?
Second.
I mean, it was the second one did. Jesus said, not by your many words are you going to be justified. It's like that heart is right. I'm speaking it out. If you blow it, get up and go. But state your case, amen?
Amen.
I mean, it'll cut through a whole lot of stuff. Sometimes we add so many words, especially when we're trying to talk about our needs. We'll talk about everything and then get to the need. What is your need? Come on, get it out there. Lord, this is a need here.
Amen.
Is he able to meet all your needs?
Yes.
Is that a truth or not? Can God meet all your needs? Then speak that need. State your case, says the Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm going to bring this to you. Don't have to flower it up, just speak it out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God will do it. Amen.
Amen.
I remember one time we were praying. I was praying and working for a secular company. And I was praying, Lord, give me an opportunity to witness to these bosses.
Amen.
Now, sometimes it's hard once your boss knows that you're saved, then you've got to live it out.
Yeah. Amen.
But the company I worked for, it was really hard ground, like just. We got our own religion. We don't need to talk about any of that stuff. I was praying, Lord, work this out.
Yeah.
Amen. Being faithful, just work it out. Then on one day, you know what? There was a need in the family.
Amen.
And they asked, you know what? Will you come to the hospital and pray for my dad? I mean, it doesn't matter how you've been treated before that.
Amen.
Say amen. Sometimes you're like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you ran me. No, it doesn't matter. I remember going up to the hospital. The gentleman had all the gadgets hooked up, and it was terminal. And I remember him looking in his eyes. He had the mask on. The tubes were backing up. It was just bad sight. But I go, "Can you hear me?" And he nods his head. "I want to pray that you get your life right with the Lord." And his eyes got really big. And I said, "I want you to pray. I know you can't speak, but you can do it in your heart." He's nodding his head.
Amen.
And I remember just glancing over at the boss. And he's just like this, totally humbled, totally like, "Lord, you make an opportunity."
Amen.
Amen. Got a chance to pray for his dad.
Amen.
How many of us, it changed the whole environment? It changed the whole work environment. It changed everything in a moment. What if I had an attitude that week? "Man, you treated me like trash the last couple months."
Yep.
Amen.
Let's be honest, folks.
Yeah, that's
right. Lord, I don't want to have that in me. Amen?
Amen.
There's a need. Jesus was mistreated, yet he still did it.
Right.
He still reached out. Even when he was being crucified, spit upon, "Father, forgive them. I don't have any right to hold on to any of that."
Amen.
I'm not saying this for self-glory, but it changed the whole environment.
Yes.
It changed work the next day. Say amen.
Amen.
And I remember the boldness saying, "You know what? I think this guy here came over and prayed for my dad."
Amen.
Told them all. How many of us are a great witness?
Yes.
He didn't totally understand all that, but how many of us that even the world can be a witness for Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Can you handle a couple more principles? Yes. Next, don't be selfish in your prayers.
Amen.
In Job 42 verse 10, Job had lost everything, but now he's going to receive something back. And it says, "The Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before."
Yes.
Your heart will dictate in prayer, are you selfish or not? Me, 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 I, gimme, gimme, gimme. Lord, do. Lord, I want you to bless them.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, I take care of all their needs according to your riches and glory. You reap what you sow, don't you? Then in my prayer time, I become unselfish. We all need that regimen, praying for others. If you have a life group, I want you to pray for the people that come to your life group. If you work with children, you work with adults, you work with youth, you greet at the door, man, pray for people. How many of those people need that prayer? I've learned that if you're praying for people, it's easier to learn their name too. And when you see them, Lord, I thank you for them. Amen. In your heart, you can do this. Not that you're broadcasting, "Lord, I'm praying for you. I'm awesome." Amen. Aren't you glad that I'm in your life? Amen. No, it's not like that. No, you're just that person. You're because you care.
Yeah.
The Lord loves it when people, he just care. Heaven will be filled with people who care.
Amen.
And if you want to know what heaven's going to be like, it's a servanthood place.
Amen.
I guarantee it. You want to be greatest? Jesus said, learn to be a what?
Servant.
Not a preacher, not a teacher, not an evangelist. Learn to be a servant. Amen. Can we all do that?
Yes.
I've noticed that the qualifications of being great, we can all qualify. Well, to qualify in mankind, then if I'm doing more praying for you, I'm doing a whole lot of accusing you.
Yes.
I'm not going to let fresh water and salt water come out. Lord, I'll give them the benefit of doubt. God, touch them.
Amen.
People need our prayers. I believe personally, why there isn't more moves of God is because God's house isn't filled with people who are praying. We have a lot of great assemblies, but how many are seeking the throne? How many are asking God to do great things in the private so he can reward us publicly? Does this make sense to y'all? How many of us, it all matters? Every group that goes out, cover hugs in prayer. Cover the nursing home in prayer. Amen? I'm thankful Dwayne and Grace had a chance to fill in last time at the nursing home there. There's some great folks here that can fill in when we need. Amen?
Amen.
And keep praying for Pastor Robert. We want to see him lifted up. Amen?
Amen.
I know Ruth wasn't feeling well that day. Thank God that we can continue doing what God's called us to do.
Yeah.
Is this good?
Yeah.
Next principle. Be serious in prayer. It's war. There's warfare that go on in prayer times. Sometimes you got to grab a hold of them strongholds and bash them down. Sometimes your flesh reeks and you don't feel like it. You push through. Anyone who's ever been in war, believe me, it's not an easy thing. You're hungry, you're tired, you're cold, you're naked, you're whatever. Your boots are full of water, you don't have the provision. I mean, it's whatever it is, that's what you're dealt.
Amen.
Amen. I wish I could say every time it was easy, but sometimes it's war. Sometimes you got to be the watchman on the wall. You got to look out. That means at the midnight hour, God may ask you to stay up a little bit and pray. Does he have a right to be able to speak that to you?
Yes.
Does the commander in chief have a right to tell you what to do?
Yes.
Then we become global in our prayer time. Then if I'm here in Livonia, I can pray for Thailand.
Amen.
There's no distance in that area.
No.
God can impress your heart. Amen. I like what Paul Yonggi Cho said. You know what? Don't send us any more missionaries. We need to send them to America.
Amen.
You guys need Jesus. Isn't that true? We need Jesus. But we have him here. Let's pray. I'm in revival right now, you guys. I'm not waiting for it. I'm in revival.
Amen.
I'm changing from glory to glory. True? How many knows that's true revival? Then it just spreads out to the rest of the world. Sometimes people look at it like, well, when they got all touched, no, you start off. Every revival starts with an individual who's burning and has a passion for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We go over another principle. Are you enjoying tonight? It's kind of quiet here. How about this? Fast along with your prayers. I'm going to fast and you'll have a whole lot more time in your schedule when you fast and pray. And you'll realize how well you love food. As soon as you fast, man, I'm hungry. Amen? All your senses kick in and you can smell. Does anybody like barbecue? Let me see your hand. You like barbecue? You'll be able to smell barbecue 6 blocks away. Amen? Even Burger King, where the grease is coming through the vents, you'll drive by and go, I smell meat, amen? I guarantee all your senses will be kicked in. But don't just skip a meal. Couple it. Have a thing. If something isn't changing, fast and pray about it. Sometimes you got to put that extra pressure on there. Like put your foot down on it. No, it's going to break through. Jesus said some of these don't come out but by fasting and prayer. So be fasted and prayed up. You got a breakthrough you need to happen? Put some fasting and prayer on it. Be specific in that area. Call that out. Amen. I've seen the Lord break through in answers. Can he do it? Amen. I don't like it when he does it on Thanksgiving. Amen. I only had it once in my life. Some of you I shared that story with. I was preaching a youth crusade the next day after Thanksgiving. And I had all the trimmings on there. Turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, stuffing, real stuffing. It was all just beautifully arrayed on the plate. And I'm going through this, visiting a family. Oh, this is going to be so good. And the Lord spoke a word to me at the table. I need you to fast and pray for tomorrow. I said, no, no way. That cannot be the Lord. He knows what's on this plate. He knows this comes once a year. Granny's stuffing, unbelievable. And I remember going, the Lord said, will you be obedient or not? Oh. So I slowly put away all my stuff without anybody knowing. Say amen. I said, Lord, I'll just do it. No self-glory in this. 90 youth got saved the next day.
Amen.
People ran to the altars to get their life right, confessing their sins. How many of those after the fact, I'm like, Lord, I'm so selfish. Say amen.
Amen.
During the time, you're like, oh, Lord. God can speak that to you.
Yes.
Now, I'm thankful that doesn't happen every Thanksgiving. Say amen.
Amen.
But when he does it for a purpose. Be there in prayer. It may be unusual to the rest, but you and the Lord get together on that. I know sometimes it's hard when you're in a group setting and it's a setting where people can notice, well, you're not eating. Sometimes it's like, look, I'm fasting. You're not giving public notice, but look, I'm just fasting for a situation. Oh, I respect that. Amen. Sometimes it has to be spoken, but for the most part, you can keep it in your heart. Amen. My family didn't know. They didn't need to know. Wasn't their portion in the midst of it. But you do it. You be obedient. How many want to be obedient? If we're obedient, we'll eat the good of the land.
Right.
We want the good of the land. Be obedient to it. I love it that Joshua and Caleb had the right heart when they went out. Man, they could have saved a whole lot of time if the other 10 would have said yes.
Amen.
True?
Amen.
I'm so glad God's so gracious that you won't even miss it even if others blow it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And let me say this to you. When they finally went into the promised land, Caleb had another 40 years of maturing in the faith. Another 40 years walking with Moses. Another 40 years of learning how God moves. And yet he still, listen to me, didn't finish all that God wanted. There was still land to take even after Joshua died.
Amen.
I want us to take what God wants us to do while we're in our area.
Right.
I don't know how many more generations will be after us or if there'll be any. But there's been a lot of prayers that have already ascended. We need to step into that. There are people that are in heaven now that sought the Lord for God to move in our areas.
Amen.
Amen? Somebody has already left a legacy here. We need to step into that. True? And if the Lord should tarry, your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren will step into what you've already done.
Amen.
It matters what we do. And the Lord didn't want you born 2,000 years ago. He wanted you born now because he knew you could handle this.
Amen.
Amen? I got two more and I'll close here. Your prayer's principle is this, needs to be persistent. And what I mean by that is that you're continuing going forth. You're continuing saying, Lord, I spoke this out and I'm not going to lose heart. Luke 18:1-5. He spoke a parable unto them. Men ought always to pray and not lose heart. Now, I preached on this. The woman came before the unjust judge. Give me what I need. Give me what I need. Give me what I need. The unjust judge said, you know what? I don't fear God or man, but this woman's wearing me out. I'm going to give her all she needs.
Amen.
Wear him out. He loves it.
Amen.
If it's according to his will, keep hammering that. God, you said, avenge me, Lord God. Work this out in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
God will come through. Amen. When the Lord speaks over what you do is the greatest blessing ever.
Amen.
Yes. I'll bless that. I'll work that out. I'll take care of that for you. Isn't that awesome? Will God do that for anyone in this room?
Oh, yes.
Then Lord, here am I. Lord, how about this? Jesus, change my heart.
Yes.
I want to be more like you.
Amen.
I'll do just that. Lord, open up my eyes to see. I'll do just that. How about this, Lord? Give me the ability to communicate your gospel. Lord, let me do the work of an evangelist. I'll open the door.
Amen.
Amen. Shouldn't more Christians pray for opportunities to witness?
Yes.
No, we like all the big stuff. We like all the good stuff. Give me, give me, give me, give me. How about pray for an opportunity to share your faith?
Amen.
Well, that's pretty easy for the Lord. Really? What'd it take to get you saved? Step into what he's doing. Believe me, when you're in the grocery store, don't walk in fear. Lord, is there anyone here I can share with today? Amen?
Amen.
Maybe the person in front of you. Maybe the cashier. Maybe the guy grabbing the carts outside. I don't know. But we need to be that type of people. Who do we fear? Why do we fear what man can do to us? Why do we cower down in anything? Amen? Jeff and I were talking on Sunday, and he read an account where Smith Wigglesworth was in a restaurant in England, and he sat down and he prayed for his meal, and he looked around, and he goes, there wasn't one person in the restaurant praying over their meal. And it says that he got up and took his water glass and began to clang on it, like they do at weddings, until he got the whole room's attention, the whole restaurant. And he said, listen, all of you here, I've noticed that none of you prayed over your food. You're acting like hogs here. You need to thank God for your food, so I'm going to lead you all into prayer to pray for a blessing. Say amen. And it says he prayed over the whole restaurant. I kind of like it. Say amen. Sometimes we're like, no, we'll offend everyone. Believe me. How much we need to speak the word. Now, I'm not looking to be offensive, but sometimes you just got to speak the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I thought it was cool. Amen. Amen. If you ever read his stuff, it does sound like him. And last here, I want you to pray until you have a level of assurance. Have a level of assurance. It's like you know that you know. Put that principle in practice. It's like you have that assurance. Yep, it's going to be okay. God's going to work it out.
Amen.
And when you have that peace that passes understanding, you know, you can run through a troop, leap over a wall. You can look at every situation and go, you know what? Man, no problem. Jesus had that when he went to the cross. He knew this wouldn't be the end of him.
Amen.
It was the joy set before him he endured the cross. He despised the shame. Listen, he knew that he was 3 days, I'm going to be rose from the dead. Why didn't one disciple believe it? Because we look too much in the natural. They didn't have the Holy Ghost dwelling in. But had they known and had they studied the scriptures, had they put the faith that was there, they'd have said, you know what? I know this is going to be tragic. I know it's going to be awful. It's going to be unbelievable. In 3 days, he's going to come back, just like he said. He told the men, but you know what? Only the women believed. Say amen.
Amen.
Go tell Peter. Hallelujah. Sometimes ladies have a good way of locking in. Oh, you ladies should be coming unglued. Yeah, amen. One for the women, yeah. Say amen.
Amen.
He who finds a wife finds a good thing. True? You're a good thing. But there's also another part of that verse. Better to live alone in an attic than with a woman that continues to complain like a dripping faucet. Well, we won't cover that scripture. That's a different one. Amen? But God is good. Say, God is good. I want us to walk in these principles. There's just a few here. Lord, remind me of your word. If we all step it up in these areas, you know what? We're going to see some incredible things happen. And it'll be for people. How many want to see people touched?
Yes.
Amen? I really do. Let's agonize in that time of prayer. Let's seek the Lord until he brings forth that latter rain. With all that's within me, I want to see Pat Vest walk in the room.
Amen.
She wants to be here.
Yes.
Lord, bring that touch. Amen?
Yes.
For some of you, I need you to fast and pray for situations. As your pastor, I'm asking you. Be obedient to the Holy Ghost. But if you see something that hasn't opened up, start to fast and pray over that. Have a regimented time of, Lord, I'm going to seek you on this.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. Not in law and duty, but because you love.
Amen.
Be persistent in those areas. How about state your case?
Amen.
I'm going to state my case. Amen? The Lord said, prove me now herewith that I won't open. Be faithful in your giving. God will open the windows of heaven. I had a $2,000 blessing come my way.
Amen.
How many will take that?
Yes.
I'll take that too. Can the Lord open the windows of heaven for you?
Yes.
He can.
Yes.
He's no respecter of persons.
Amen.
More than ever, we need to bind together strong. And all the more as we see the day approaching. Don't be selfish in your prayer time. Cast your seed. I'm going to ask you to start praying for one another more and more. For your life groups. For the ministries. Call them out. Amen?
Amen.
Try to look around and imagine them when you pray. Lord, I pray for them. If you don't know their name, learn their name. I'm going to pray for them. Amen?
Amen.
What if 100 people pray for one person? That's some serious prayer going on. What did it take for you to get your life right? I wonder how many 100 prayed for you.
Amen.
I wonder how many people overseas spoke your name before the king saw your face in intercession.
Amen.
Say amen. Amen. None of us are on our own on this. We're all in this together.
Amen.
Can we do it, church?
Yes.
I want to do it. I want to see what God's promised. He's promised me several things that I haven't seen come to pass yet. But I'm walking by faith to see it all done. Amen. You enjoy tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Let's lift our hands to the King. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to teach us, Lord. That God will be consistent, Lord, in our prayer time. Persistent, Lord God. Lord, we'll state our case. Lord, we'll be unselfish in those things. Lord, like incense that arises, God, so will our prayers. So will our praise, O God, with thanksgiving. O Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. And Lord, when we don't see breakthroughs, Lord, that we'll couple fasting and prayer in this arena. We'll come against the strongholds of the enemy. And Lord, like you did for Job, when he prayed for his friends, Lord, you brought everything back. God, we'll pray for our friends. Lord, even in the midst of great loss, Lord, we'll have the heart that cares. Lord, even if somebody, Lord, has hurt us and they have a need, Lord, we want to help meet that need. Let us put away, Lord God, our own agendas. And truly, Lord, love those that may not love us. Oh, Father, work in our families. Lord, we surrender them to you. And Lord, we know, Lord God, that two binding together has more power. Lord, like that woman that came to the unjust judge, he's going to give her all that she needs. God, we're going to wear you out, as it were, praying for these situations. Touch Pat Vess tonight. Release your faith there. Father, we speak healing into her legs. We curse this sickness and disease in her body.
Amen.
Father, lift her up. Astound the doctors. Miracles! She'll walk again. Strong. In the name of Jesus. Lord, for Mary Gardner, touch her, Lord God. Lift her up, Jesus. For Pastor Robert, Lord God. Lord, if there's any blood leakage or seepage, dry up and be whole. Equilibrium to be strong again. Strengthen his legs, oh God. A miracle, God, for him. In the name of Jesus. Lord, for Charles, Lord God. Lord, clear his lungs in the name of Jesus. Now maybe you have somebody you know that needs a touch. Just speak them out before the King in this arena here of faith. Oh, do a miracle, God. Touch in the name of Jesus. Touch, oh God. Bring your power to bear in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we surrender to you tonight. Lord, in every facet of our hearts. Lord, bless in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak over this country as we close. Oh God, we need you. Lord, over these midterm elections, oh God, move, Lord, in your people. Let them be obedient in faith. And Lord, cancel every assignment of the devil. We come against every hindering force of darkness. Lord, protection over your house, over each home in the name of Jesus. And God, bring us back in that appointed day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.